Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
I don't really have any problem with anybody trying to be the emotional and vocal leader of the team. I really don't have any problem with it. And I understand that a lot of times that is going to come from your best and most experienced players. Kelce has the respect of everybody in that locker room, and he should. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer, stand-up guy, great teammate, great friend, great guy to hang out with, all of those things. But this is where I think that sometimes we confuse what leadership is to me. Leadership can't be, I only criticize Rob, and then when I do something wrong, Rob doesn't have the ability to push back. I just don't think that's leadership. And I guess my issue in the first 2 weeks of the season with Travis Kelce is there has not been a player who has been more vocal in we need to do better while the game is going on than Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce after Juwan Taylor was... Juwan Taylor played very poorly in week one of the NFL season. Who was the player on the team that went up to him to get him going? He went up to him and headbutted him, screaming at Juwan Taylor. And maybe you think that's what he needed. Hey, he was committing penalties. Hey, he was doing all this. Somebody on the field held him accountable. Cool. I got no issues with that. Fast forward to week two. We've all seen the video now at this point. Travis comes over to the sideline. He throws his helmet. He's yelling at the team, hey, I'm sick of this. Okay, cool. When your number gets called and now it's time to go make a play and they throw it to right now who is their number one playmaker, you got to be the one to make a play. That's also leadership. Leadership just isn't yelling at guys and trying to fire guys up that way. Leadership is also making the plays necessary to help your team win. And in that scenario, you cannot drop that ball. You cannot miss that play. Not after you've done all the talking that you've done the last couple of weeks. Not after you were in other guys' faces for not coming through. After you were being critical about guys to pick up energy and pick it up and, hey, this is unacceptable. You made one of the biggest mistakes of the game. I didn't see anybody go over there and yell at Travis Kelce. Did you guys see that? I mean, would that have been okay? Because I'm guessing that story would have been on TMZ. I'm guessing if Hollywood Brown goes over and yells at Travis Kelce to play better and you got to make that play, I'm guessing that story's on Good Morning America, if that's the case. And a lot of you were saying, who are you to challenge him in that way? That's not what leadership is to me. It can't be that. It can't be one-sided in that way. Wait, I can yell at you when you don't make a play, but now nobody wants to check you. That's part of accountability. It's got to work in both directions. And all through then you don't want to answer questions in the media? I mean, that's what happened. The media put in a request trying to talk to Travis Kelce yesterday. He doesn't want to talk. Now we'll know what'll happen. He'll go on his podcast. His brother will ask him a question. He'll tell you how he needs to clean up. He'll tell you how he needs to do better, and then we'll repeat the same process. That's just not, that's not a leadership quality to me. It's from somebody who I think we all would consider to be a leader. That's my disappointment in Travis Kelce. Guys drop balls, and that's perfectly fine. That happens. Nobody's perfect. I mess up. You mess up. I don't make plays. That's life. You just can't be the vocal, get in your face, we got to pick it up guy. You then mess up. Nobody then checks you in the moment. And then when it's time to answer the questions for it, you're going to wait to do it on your podcast with your brother in a very safe, confined environment. I just don't think that's a leadership quality.
We agree. And I think you need to add in the element here. When talking about leadership, I agree with your point. Sometimes you can lead by example. And you know what? On the play where Kelce drops the ball, hey, he should make that play. We know he should make that play. He knows he should make that play. We don't need to belabor that point. Look at what happens after he drops the ball and is picked by the Eagle safety. He doesn't turn around and sprint and, you know, bust his butt to catch up to that guy. He gives a half-hearted jog. He gets blocked after, like, a gentle tug. Look at Josh Simmons on that pick. Sprints to make an impressive play to keep the Chiefs in the game. Travis Kelce screaming at Andy Reid on the sideline. He's screaming at Juwan Taylor last week. He's yelling. He's shouting. He's trying to fire people up. He's doing the marbles thing from Major League 2. And then when it's make a play time, he fails to make the play. Hey, that happens. He then turns around and gives a lackluster effort. What? You can't be the, we got to fire everyone up people. Juwan Taylor, we need you to lock in and do everything. And then when it's time to lock in, you fail to lock in. Patrick Mahomes is not the scream and shout type of leader. But you know what? I know Patrick Mahomes, when it's time to make a play, he's going to make the plays, and he's going to do everything he can to win. Travis Kelce on the pick, it wasn't just the drop. He turned around and jogged. Just sprint.
I mean, he turned around and threw his hands up in the air. I mean, he's so happy. He threw his hands in the air. Someone on the text line. So because he checks teammates and tries to raise everyone effort, he's not able to make his own mistakes. So be perfect or you can't say anything. No, it's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying is, we have seen Kelce, I think, cross the line or just be fiery at times. Who's that person on the team that gets fiery with him? Because that's leadership, right? Like, if you got the ability to call somebody out, somebody on the team has the ability to do you. And I'm cool with it. If it's Pat, if it's Chris Jones, whoever it is. We've seen him do this with everybody on the team. He's done it with Andy Reid. Did it in the Super Bowl, he goes up to him. We've seen him do all of these things. Then when it comes time for you to address it in the media, you can't then avoid, hey, I'm not available today to the media. You can't do that. Can't do that. That's part of being accountable. We just can't pick who we want to be accountable and who we don't want to be accountable. If it is, hey, you're really good and we don't, okay, that's fine. If that's how we're doing it, then if we're going to allow the double standard, then that's okay. But Pat answered questions yesterday. Chris Jones answered questions yesterday. Andy Reid answered questions yesterday. Why didn't Travis answer questions yesterday? He made one of the biggest mistakes in the game. You potentially win that game if he catches that ball. He's in the middle of the field. You're at the one-yard line. You make this play. Who knows? It changes the course of the game. No, I guess on when New Heights come out? Tuesday? Wednesday?
I think it's Wednesdays.
Okay, well, he'll tell us he has to do better. So we'll move on. That's perfectly fine. I get it. He'll tell us that he'll do better, and we'll all just move on with our life. That's perfectly fine.
I will say, and the text line makes this point too, and it's a great point by the text line, the one time that we've seen someone on the sideline bark back at him, when he gets in smoke, because it's not unique to this game. He's been that kind of fiery, chirpy guy on the sideline. And it was, I remember when it happened, people were like, well, this is a problem. Eric Bieniemy checked him. Eric Bieniemy got back in his face when he was yelling Eric Bieniemy back when he was off
his
corner.
And they sent him to the Land of Misfit Toys. we never heard from him again.
That's true. He is the Bears running back coach. That is the Land of Misfit Toys.
Yeah, then they sent him to, hey, man, you know what? You got to go be the offensive coordinator at UCLA. Please get as far away from this team as possible. I will say this. It has been very funny to see in real time the entire Chiefs Kingdom shift on Eric Bieniemy. I really, like, you remember, man, 3-4 years ago, we want Bieniemy out of here. What does Bieniemy do? Now it's the exact opposite.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.